I just want to say thanks again to GrowthDay.com for sponsoring this podcast. GrowthDay is a number one self-improvement system. It has all the tools, motivational classes, and life coaching you need to fulfill your potential. If you love journaling, tracking your habits, setting goals, and learning from inspiring motivational speakers and wellness coaches, then you'll love GrowthDay. I teach on GrowthDay every month, and I love to see you on the app. Go to GrowthDay.com for a free trial. Join 300,000 people making self-improvement a way of life. Visit GrowthDay.com to start your new life with a free trial today. Hey, you. I want to have a conversation with you. A conversation with you about the journey, about you continuing to go on no matter what. And I want to just tell you this off top, like, you've come too far to give up now, right? You didn't come this far just to come this far. And so whatever it is that you're dealing with, whatever anxiety you have around your life, around your future, I want you to take a moment to pause right now and just appreciate yourself. Like, everything that you've been through, you got through, you're getting through. Everything that you've been through, you survived through. And I want you to give yourself some credit. I know sometimes we can look into the future, or we can look in our now, and we can get anxiety because we don't know exactly what's coming for our life, what's meant for our life, if the thing is going to work out that we're working on. But I want you to trust yourself more. I want you to have confidence in yourself more. I want you to believe in yourself more. I want to read this to you. I wrote this on Instagram today, and I want to share this with you. It says, just some advice. Don't give up. Trust what you know deep down in your soul. Just because it looks like failure now doesn't mean it won't be a success later. Don't always believe what the immediate is showing you. My first event was about 10 people. My first year of videos averaged 100 views. Nobody was booking me to speak. The immediate was telling me this wasn't meant for my life. I'm glad I didn't listen. Keep going, my friend. And I want to share that with you because I know the immediate, the now, right? You're putting in the work, or you're working on your dreams, or you're just trying to be a better you. And you don't always see the result from the work that you put in. And sometimes the immediate lies to you. As I told you, the immediate told me that this wasn't meant for my life. Wasn't nobody booking me to speak. And literally, I'm just getting back home from speaking in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's what I do for my career. But there was a time when the immediate, the results, my life, the opinions around me, everything was saying this isn't meant for your life. Because at the time, it seemed like a failure. When I started making videos, I would get 100 views total. That was telling me, hey, man, do something different. This isn't meant for your life. You know, when I did my first events, and literally friends and family were the only people that showed up, it was telling me, do something else with your life. And the thing that I didn't do, I didn't believe, I didn't listen to what those immediate results were showing me, because I knew deep down in my soul, I trusted deep down in my soul that there was more for my life. And I know you have that same feeling because you're here. You're listening to this podcast. You've been doing the work on yourself. You're going after the thing that's in your heart. But sometimes it's so hard because you're not seeing the fruit, because you're not seeing the benefit, because you're not seeing the result. And you want to give up. And I want to tell you, man, don't give up. Somebody, somebody needs you. Somebody is waiting for you. Somebody is hoping that you don't give up and you keep going. And listen, I don't know who that somebody is, but last night I ran into a somebody, a special somebody. And this lady came up to me, and I hope this inspires you. I hope this impacts you to keep going, because again, there are people waiting on you. There are people who need you to continue to show up. You might not feel it now. You might start something, nobody supports it. You might share a vision and nobody sees it. You might talk about your dream and nobody gets it. But it's not for them. It's for those people that need you to walk into your greatness. You're assigned to reach certain people. Certain people need your story. Certain people need your gift. Certain people need your creativity. How do I know? Because it happened in my life. And it's happened so many times in my journey. But last night, I had a lady walk up to me. She might be listening to this episode right now. With tears in her eyes, y'all. She said, "Trent, thank you." She says, "I needed to see you. And I've been following you for a long time, but I needed to see you live because I wanted you to remind me, and I knew you would, that I'm enough." She said, "I need to see the example of you to show me that it's possible." She said, "Trent, you're not like them. You're yourself. You're cool." And she's saying these things, and she's making me blush. "You're cool. You're raw. You're real. You dress how you want to dress. You bring the message how you want to bring it." And she says, "Trent, what you don't know, I've been battling this identity crisis because everybody around me tells me I'm too ghetto. Everybody around me tell me that I'm not professional enough. Everybody around me tells me that my past is too bad. Everybody around me tells me that I have to change in order to be successful. But tonight you show me I don't have to change. I don't have to trade in who I am. Because I'm not trying to reach the people that they're trying to reach. I'm trying to reach the people that need an example of me that's going to relate to my story, that's going to relate to my message." And she said, "Trent, thank you. You just gave me permission to be myself because you walk fully in who you are." I want to share that because so many of us, we think that we're not enough. We think that there's something wrong with us because we don't fit in, because people don't understand, because we're starting something, there's no support, and the immediate results are saying, "This isn't for your life." But I want to remind you, there's people out there, like I was to that lady, like I am to so many people in the world. There's people that need you to be the example to see that it's possible. There's people out there that need you to come from where you came from to show them it's possible. There's people out there that needs to see you rise out of your circumstances to see that it's possible. There's people out there that need to see everything that you do, everything that you juggle, being a mother, being a father, working a job, and doing all the things, and still being able to do the thing, still being able to succeed, still being able to impact, still being able to persevere, still moving through this life with endurance and strength. They need to see that. That's why I'm telling you, it's bigger than you. And I want you to really feel that and hear me when I say that. It's bigger than you. I need you to keep going. I need you to keep giving your gift to the world. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard when you're trying to balance life. I know it's hard when sometimes you have this, what they call entrepreneur guilt, or just even success guilt, where you're working so hard, but you might not have the time for the kids that you used to have. And you're trying to figure out all these sacrifices, or maybe you don't have time for the friends, and there's so much in your schedule. You're trying to figure all these things out, and you kind of feel guilty for looking out for you. But I want to tell you and give you permission. When you're doing something from a pure place, when you've been called, when the mission is big, there's going to be big sacrifices that you have to make at times. And I never want you to lose sight of what's important. But I want you to go for what's in your soul to go for. Your soul has been screaming at you. That's why you can't sleep at night. That's why when you're in certain jobs or certain places, like you feel like you outgrown those places and it doesn't feel right, because your soul is telling you that you need more in your life. Your soul is telling you that you were made for more. And when we tend to settle in situations or in jobs or placements, as I call it, right? Places in this world that life forces us to be at, that we know we're not supposed to be at, that we know we really deserve better, that we know we really made for more, that we know that, man, we're really settling for less. And when life forces us to be in these placements, your soul is telling you, man, I'm supposed to be doing something greater. But the problem that I see so many people do is that they get impatient and they trust the immediate. They trust what they see now. They trust the results that they're getting. They don't realize that a seed takes time to get nourished. A seed takes time to actually flourish into a harvest, into a beautiful garden. And yes, your beautiful garden might not be showing right now. People might make fun of you and talk about, oh, you're still trying to make that thing happen. Are you still doing that little idea? You still doing those little things? Listen, it ain't for everybody to understand. And I want to be clear about that. Most people won't understand, and what you're doing will be misunderstood, because most people have put you in a box and they will never see you for your greatness. And so I want to tell you, when they have that conversation with you about you still doing that little stuff, don't you dare allow their opinion, allow their judgment to make you feel like you're not capable of achieving anything. Yeah, it might be small now, but everything that's major was once small, right? Success is just a failure that didn't quit. Can I repeat that to you? Success is just a failure that didn't quit. I said success is just a failure that didn't quit. They don't know what's meant for your life. They don't know what God has for you. They don't know what's on your journey. They didn't create you, so don't let them control you. You understand, my friend? They didn't create you, so don't let their opinions, don't let their nonsense, don't let their hate control you. Because that's what happens so many times in the journey. We allow these outside things to control us, right? I want you to get back to that knowing inside of your soul that no matter what it's looking like right now, you know what it's going to be like. So in my journey, when I only had 10 people show up, or when I only had 100 video views, and when I only had no speaking engagements at all, and how do I get here now? It's because I trust it. Even when I didn't understand, I trust it. Even when it didn't make sense, I trust it. Even when it was giving me feedback that this wasn't for my life, I still trusted and knew that there was something bigger for my life. And I dedicated my life to that. I made up my mind that I'm not going back. I made up my mind that I'm not giving up. I made up my mind that I'm not turning my back on my dreams. I'm not turning my back on my vision. I'm not turning my back on my purpose. And I made up my mind. I want to be clear. You have to make sure you're doing what's in your soul to do, because some of us, we're not doing that. Some of us, we're doing something we've been influenced to do. And that's a whole nother conversation. But when you're doing something that you know you need to do, and I got this question last night at my speaking engagement. And this person asked this question. I actually want to share this with you guys because I think it's very important. The person asked me, they said, like, how do you know when you are doing what you're supposed to be doing, basically? Like, how did you know, Trent, like, this was for your life? And I simply told this person, I didn't try to give them some cute answer. I said, man, I had this knowing inside of my soul that I couldn't let go of. I had a peace that I knew this was for my life. And it's hard for me to explain and put that like into a step process, but I had a peace. But I told the person I did have to go on a journey. It wasn't A to B to C. No, my journey looked very different. It was A to D to Z, back to C. And I told this person this that I want to tell you. Sometimes, and I'm putting quote unquote, the wrong path will lead to the right place. And I want to say that again. Sometimes the wrong path will lead to the right place. And what I mean is that sometimes you have to do certain things that you aren't meant to do forever, but you're meant to do for a certain amount of time. So the lady asked, like, well, what if you need money and all these things? And I told her, I said, hey, sometimes you got to do what you got to do so you can get to do what you want to do eventually, what you're called to do. I said, it's a journey. We can't always just jump into what we're called to do, because I get finances. I get the things that come with, you know, your life, right? You can't just always say, okay, I'm gonna be an entrepreneur, and you don't bring in no revenue, and now You know, you don't have a way to provide for your family. So I told this individual, I said, listen, sometimes you got to go down the wrong path. I said, sometimes you got to kill your ego. And I told her my story of me killing my ego and me working at 24-hour fitness, with me training kids, with me going to speak to elementary schools. That was an ego-killing thing. Because at that time in my life, I was an NFL football player. Everybody in Fort Worth, Texas knew Trent Shelton as this NFL guy who had a lot of money, all these things. So now I'm working at 24-hour fitness. No disrespect to 24-hour fitness. But I was working there. And so I told her, in my mind, that's the wrong path. In my mind, man, this isn't in the direction that I assume I should be going and heading. This isn't showing me greatness. Right? And nothing against people working at 24-hour fitness. I'm not taking away from that. But in my mind, at that time in my life, that was a lesser step for me that I thought. And so I told her the story, and I won't tell the whole story on this podcast episode, but I hope this inspires you, because some of you right now, you might be in a situation that you think, man, this is actually taking a step back. Or you might be thinking, man, like, no way this leads to where I'm trying to go in my life. No way this leads to my vision. And I'm going to tell you this, like, it can. That's why I said the wrong path, quote unquote, because we think it's wrong, even though it might be the right path, can still lead to the right place. So as I'm at 24-hour fitness, what happens when I'm there? Once I kill my ego, once I stop being full of myself and I embraced it, I embrace my position, I embrace my now, I bring appreciation to my now. And can I tell you that some of us, we don't appreciate what's right in front of our face. We don't appreciate what we have right now, and we're always being unappreciative. Right? How can God bless you with more when you're not appreciative for what you have now? Because when he blesses you with more, if you have an unappreciative spirit, it's going to be more to be unappreciative about. And so I realized that. I said, let me be thankful that I have an opportunity to make some impact. Let me be thankful that I have an opportunity to bring in some revenue to take care of my family, even though it wasn't much. Let me be thankful that I'm getting to do kind of what I love with training people in fitness. Let me be grateful for it. So I embraced it. I embraced the season I was in. And some of us, I'm gonna be real, we don't ever get to where we're supposed to get to because we're not embracing the season that we're in. And sometimes the season that we're in isn't the beautiful season. It isn't the perfect season. It might feel like winter. It might be cold because you're not doing exactly what you want to do. It might be a little bit embarrassing. It might seem like a small step. And people talk about you like they talked about me. Oh man, Trent working at 24-hour fitness. You heard about that? Yeah, Trent Shelton, he's working up there. That was gossip going around my city. I even had some people pull up just to see if it was real. And they would ask me, bro, what you doing up here? And I said, make an impact, because I'm going to tell you what happened and how this blessed my life. Some of you know this story. What happened was I embraced it. I said, you know what? I'm going to be the best fitness instructor in the world. My class is going to be incredible. I said, I'm going to make this class so great, because listen, I don't believe greatness is one dimensional. I don't believe greatness is in certain sections. I believe greatness is a totality thing. So I'm like, man, I'm going to bring greatness to everything that I do. I'm going to show up in greatness. I'm going to operate in greatness. I'm going to speak with greatness. I'm going to do that. I'm going to build that greatness spirit, and I'm going to make it contagious with everybody around me. So I said, how can I make this class the best experience ever? And what I did was I had the right music. I had the right workouts. I mean, it was beautiful. And sure enough, my class went from 15 people to 20 people to over 100. It was a waiting list. You couldn't get in my class. They called it Club Trent. It was rocking like that. Then everybody at the gym wanted to work out with me and train with me. And we actually started this program that 24-hour fitness stole from us later on. When we started this, and they charged people for it, we did it for free. And we started doing all these mud runs and mud races. Like, we were a clique. And it was rehab time. And every single day, or every single week, I had the opportunity to coach, to see how to influence people, to see how to get the best out of people, to make people's day better. I had a chance to be able to change somebody's energy when they walked into my class.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself, once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com. through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it. And what happened was that gave me the confidence that built the brand somewhat. That was a part of building the brand of what people know as Rehab Time. Because it really started there because I built a core culture that went from in the gym to outside the gym. And people started to share about me and talk about me. And my influence started to grow. Just imagine if my ego would have kept me out of that situation. Just imagine I said, oh, this is the wrong path. It's not for my life. But I embraced it. So my friend, what are you failing to fully embrace? I know you might not be doing what you want to do. I know you might not be at where you want to be at. I get it. But I want you to fully embrace it. And I don't want you to get sad or depressed about your situation. I want you to ask yourself right now, how can I be the best in this situation right now? Right? If I need to change the situation, how can I be the best right now to hopefully change the situation? How can I make this situation lead to a better situation? And I'm going to tell you, the first step is you got to bring appreciation to that situation, my friend. Do you hear me? You got to bring appreciation to that situation. Whatever it is. And I'm not talking about toxic situations right now. I'm just talking about situations that you might feel like you're bigger than. And you're not fully embracing and knowing that this could be a part of your journey. This could be a stepping stool to your next level. So how can you bring more appreciation to your situation? So you don't end up quitting. You don't end up giving up. Because again, there were so many people in that gym that said, Trent, I needed to see you. I needed your example. I needed your heart. I needed your guidance. And that gym, that class became therapy for people. Like they needed it. It became therapy because it was such a positive, radiant, oh man, beautiful environment. And I took that same concept of what I brung to that environment, to that room, I brought that to the world. I brought that to what I do now. But it started as a small thing. And so I want to tell you right now and remind you of this. The wrong path can still lead to the right place. But you got to keep going. The journey is meant for you to keep going on. Everything might not be working out now, but it's still working out. You have to tell yourself, even when it's not working out, it's still working out. Even though this door will not open for my life, then I know that there's a better door coming for my life. I know that certain things will end because certain things have to begin. And when you really hold on and trust
that internal knowing, trust that thing, trust that dream, trust even the fact that you know you're made for more. It will come for your life. I can't tell you when, I can't tell you how, but as a living testament of it, it will come to your life. And I want you to write down right now, the people that need you, and I'm not talking about your kids, I'm not talking about people that you know. I want you to write down the people that need you. Who needs you to start that rehab center? Who needs you to start that music career? Who needs you to start that business? Who needs you to fully embrace being a speaker? Who needs you to start that podcast? Who needs you, etc.? Who's that person? I knew former athletes needed me. They need to see an example of somebody who did something after sports because it's rare. I know the person that felt like they lost everything needed to see me, needed to embrace me to know, dang, just because you lose something, because I seen Trent, he lost his quote unquote everything. Just because you lose something doesn't mean you have to lose yourself. I know those people needed to see me. I got clear on that. So who needs to see you? Who needs your message? Who needs your vision? Who needs your dream? That lady last night touched my heart, man. She touched my heart because I knew there were people that were judged unfairly, people that felt like they couldn't be who they are, that felt like they would never fit in, that felt like they had to fake it till they make it, that felt like they were outcasts. I've always knew in the industry that I'm in right now, I knew that people needed to see me. People needed to experience me. People out there that has a real message, that might not have a perfect presentation, might not have all the perfect slides, but they needed to see a person that was just real and raw and impactful. I had another lady last night ask me, she said, Trent, how do you do it? I said, do what? She said, do what you do. You just stood on stage for an hour. You took an hour of questions. And then she said after, you sat here and took every picture with every person that came across you. She said, I've never seen that before. I've never seen a speaker really be that authentic like you have. And I said, I'm sure there are plenty out there. But I'll tell you how I've done it. Number one, I do believe it's a gift, but I fully embrace my gift. But number two, I trust myself. And I know can't nobody beat me at being me. And I know as long as I'm being me, as long as I'm being real, as long as I'm being transparent, my favorite quote, your transparency will lead to your transformation. As long as I'm being transparent, I'm gonna connect with hearts. She said, Trent, like, I've heard a lot of speakers, but she said, man, I've never had somebody where I felt like it was a full room, but I felt like they were talking to me. And she asked the question in the room, said, how many people in this room felt like that? Everybody raised their hand. She says, how do you do that? I said, because I am talking to you. I'm not trying to reach everybody. I don't do what I do for popularity points. I don't do what I do to impress you on stage. I do what I do to impact a life. And that's what I care about. So I am speaking to you. And I'm speaking to you from a real place. And she said, Trent, what I love about you, she said, you don't just tell your old struggle story. She said, you tell your current struggle story. And she said, that made me feel so connected to you. It's like you gave me permission to be imperfect. It's like you gave me permission to walk bold, even in my flaws, to love myself, even when I'm making mistakes. Our things aren't being perfect. It's like you gave us all permission. And I told her, that's what I wanted to do. I want to be open about my now, not just about my then. There's so many communicators out there in the world that will tell you a great story. They tell you a great story because it sounds good and they set up a speech and nothing wrong with that. I said, I'm a little different. I don't care about being the best speaker or best person on stage. I care about connecting to your heart. Because I know if I can connect to your heart, I can create some transformation in your life. And when you transform your life, things around you change, people change, and you make things around you better. So I want to tell you about my now. I want to tell you about that I still struggle with certain things, because that's what connects me to you. That's relatable. And there's nothing wrong with that. Right? Struggling doesn't mean that you still don't have greatness inside you. Struggling doesn't mean that you still can't make an impact. I would even like to present the idea that, to me, that shows how strong you truly are. It really shows the endurance and perseverance that you truly have. To go through things, to conquer things, and to still stand boldly and courageous in front of people and say, listen, there's imperfections beneath the surface, but I'm not letting that stop me. And I want to tell you, listening to me right now, to give yourself permission. Because people need your real story. They need the real you. And we need more of that in this world. We need more of that in this world. And I don't want you to think you got to hide who you are. Because when you hide who you are, the person that's supposed to benefit from your life is going to miss out on you, because they can't find you because you're in disguise. When you're hiding who you are, the person that's supposed to be impacted by you will never find you because you're hiding. They don't need some perfect version of you. They don't need some constructed version of you that's wrapped in perfection, that says all the right things, that does all the right things. And I'm not telling you just to mess up on purpose, but don't take this out of context. But what they need you. They need to see you in plain sight. They need to see you fully in plain sight, because you give them permission, because you give them confidence to know that even though I went through everything and I still go through everything, I'm still him. I'm still her. I'm still great. I'm still making an impact. I still do have purpose. I still can change and shift things. I still can make things happen. It's still possible. I want you to know that. So my friend, please keep going. Please keep going. You keep moving forward and let nothing hold you back. You keep moving forward and you let nothing hold you back. Nothing. And I know you might have your days, you might have your struggles, you might have your questions, but every time you question, let this be the answer. I'm made for more. Let this be the answer. It's coming to my life. Let this be the answer. I am going to make it happen. That's your answer. Because again, yes, it might seem like the wrong path. I cannot tell you how many wrong paths led me to the right things in my life. The right relationship, the right connections, the right environments that I thought was the wrong path. But it was really right for my life. It was really what I needed in my life. It was part of the journey that grew things inside of me, that helped me learn things. It's the climb where you learn. It's the climb where you get stronger. It's the climb that builds you. And so you might be going through a climb right now. You're like, man, why is this mountain right here? Why? This can't be the right way with this mountain. This can't be. All these mountains, and you tell me this is the right path for my life, Trent? Yes. Because the mountains will teach you things that no flats, no easy way, right? No plains can teach you. Only the mountains. Because you're going to run across somebody later on in your journey that's carrying some mountains. And you're going to tell them, hey, drop that mountain because you meant to climb and not carry it. And you're going to tell them with confidence, I've been where you're at. I climbed these mountains too, and I promise you it's purpose in every single climb. And you're going to be grateful that these mountains came in your way, because they're going to teach you things that nothing else could teach you. So I want you to keep going. You got some impact to leave. You got some impact to give. You got some purpose to share. I believe in you, man. And I've been where you're at. I've been where you're at. And I'm at a place in my life where I look back and I thank God that I didn't listen to the immediate the immediate feedback, the immediate results, the immediate, you fill in the blank, I didn't listen to it. So this is a process. And the process is not about the immediate. The process is about the journey. You learn from it, you grow from it, you change, you rearrange. But what you don't do is quit. What you don't do is give up. We got too many people who quit, professional quitters. You're going to be a finisher. You're going to be a finisher. It's time to lock in. It's time to go get your best life. Not just for you, but for those that need to see you living your best life. And you know what? I'm going to say this too as we wrap up today. All the people that hurt you, all the people that did you wrong, yep, they're going to watch you live your best life. I promise you. Yep, all the people that counted you out, all the people that said, oh, you're still doing that little small thing, ha ha. Yep, they're going to watch you live your best life, I promise you. And when they come around you, they don't even know how to deal with you when they come around you. Once you start making that small thing a major thing, they don't even know what to say to you no more. Trust me, it happens to me all the time. They can't call it small no more. They can't ignore it no more. I remember when you called it small. I remember when you tried to, you know, make me feel like I was less. Yeah, cool. Yeah, your opinion didn't stop me. And look at us now. Look at us now. So yeah, all those people that counted you out, with your permission, if you don't quit, they're going to watch you live your best life. They're going to watch you rise to your greatest self. I promise you that. I promise you that. But you can't give up, man. You already know what giving up going to do. It ain't going to change nothing. It ain't going to change nothing except make the people happy that think you're going to lose anyway. And it ain't about them. It ain't about even proving them wrong. It's about the people, again, that is waiting on you. That's waiting on you. So let that carry you through those hard times. Let that carry you through those struggles. Let that carry you through those times where things seem uncertain. Let that carry you. Like I say at the end of every single episode, my friend, it all starts with you. I need you to share this with your team. Share this with somebody that you love, because somebody needs to hear this message. I'm proud of you. I am. But I need you to keep that faith. Somebody sent me a text the other day. They said, Trent, it's my favorite faith quote. And I've said it plenty of times on this podcast, but I just feel it's necessary to say again. I said, Trent, I love when you say this. Faith is believing a door is going to open for your life that might not even exist yet. That's real faith. And so I want you to hold on to that, because you might look around your building, right? Your building of your life. And you look around and say, man, like, where's the door to my next level? I don't see it. I don't see it. And I believe this is true. I believe the door will appear when your duty is done at the level that you're at. I believe the door will appear, whatever that door is. It might be a relationship. It might be a, you know, a connection. It might be, I believe the door will appear, because this has happened in my life so many times. When your job is done, when your duty is done at the level you're currently at, but you got to fully embrace the level you are currently at. Fully embrace it. Because again, appreciation is one of the greatest steps to elevation. One of the greatest steps to elevation is so underrated. Appreciate more. Do more. Give more to where you're at. So that can create the energy to help you get to where you want to go. I always tell you, it's rehab time. Let's get it. It all starts with you.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it. Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817- 242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? How does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number. They're added to the group. And then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.